Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
104.1. 617-931-1234. Drop us a text there, give us a call. Same number, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, on Saturday, I got up early, and I was going to take a stupid walk for my stupid mental health.
As you do.
And I went to Blue Hills, which I like, because it's not too strenuous, and not too this, not too that. And
not too people-y.
It's people-y, all right. But and there's an otter there, and I love otters. But anyways, so I did my hike, came back down, and my car wouldn't start. So
No. Battery died?
Yep.
So your zen disappeared quickly.
Gone. So I called AAA, and thank God for AAA, and they came, you know, but it took like an hour for them to get out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just sat and stared at the otter for an hour, and that helped. It helped, because otters are amazing. Mm-hmm. And then hung out with Beep Dennis a little bit this weekend. We went bowling on Sunday, which is probably a bad idea after having surgery.
What is with you and not allowing yourself to heal?
So much. Because I had to get out of my house. I can't explain to you how hard I had to.
I get it, but not worth bowling.
Worth it. I bowl with this hand, not this one. Mm-hmm. It's fine anyway.
What, was shot putting not available?
It's not like I'm a pro bowler and we spent 18 hours there trying to, hit 300.
You just had surgery.
I know.
And let yourself heal, queen.
I'm trying. And then,
how'd you do in bowling?
I did not break two number. I didn't get up above 80. I don't.
89.
Single digit gang.
And I was like, three stitches.
I was like, can I just put up the bumpers? Anyway, and then we went to the Bees game.
We're not going to talk about that.
Well, actually, we are going to talk about it because I went with Beep Dennis, and the whole reason he's called Beep Dennis is because last year we went to the Florida Panthers Bruins game.
Oh, that's right.
And he had things to say, and this time he had things to say too. So coming up at 8:30.
Oh, some Beep Dennis audio?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And I just, you know, it's good to have folks who take care of you and all that. So it was a good weekend.
Morgan is from Bellingham. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi.
So just remind you, Morgan called us on Friday.
Okay.
How old are you again, Morgan?
I'm 14.
14, going camping with the family.
Right.
And the question I asked Morgan was, which family member will be the first to yell once they get to camping? And who was it you said on Friday would be the first to yell?
I said Uncle Pete.
Yeah, Uncle Pete. I remember this, Uncle Pete. And who was the first to yell camping?
Uncle Pete.
What did he yell about?
Well, I dropped my AirPod in the sinkhole, and I was asking him to get it. And he couldn't get it.
Aw. So you lost an AirPod there?
Yeah.
Can you say any of the words Uncle Pete said on the radio?
No, probably not.
No.
Where did you go camping? How was it?
We went to Connecticut.
Nice.
You don't need your lovely AirPods in nature anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell Uncle Pete calm down.
I will.
All right. Bye, Morgan.
Poor Morgan.
Poor Uncle Pete.
He was just asking for some help.
Darlene is from Hopkinton. And, oh my God, what happened at her son's wedding? Tell everybody what happened, Darlene.
Oh, well, my son got married Saturday in Wells, Maine. And the bridal suites were all getting ready and with mimosas and matching pajamas with the hair and makeup people. And the winds were so high that the venue lost power. So the girls piled into my SUV, headed to Algonquin to their salon, where they also got a ticket in my car. But we got about an hour late start, but we had a beautiful day. My son has married a lovely woman.
Why did you get a ticket?
I love that you have plan B. Parking, maybe?
Yeah, what'd you get a ticket for? Speeding?
They got a $65 parking ticket at Algonquin for parking.
Ouch. The best. What's your son's name and his new bride?
Andrew and Holly.
All right. Well, congratulations to them, darling.
I'm glad their wedding wasn't stressful at all.
Can you imagine? I can't.
Wonder if there was a drunk Uncle Pete there. Mary from Bedford had a girls' weekend. Where'd you guys go?
We went up to Acadia. We do this every year because there's an Oktoberfest up there, which we go to.
Love Bar Harbor, the best.
Yeah. But that same windstorm from the woman in Wells was happening up in Acadia, and that's when a tree fell on our yurt Saturday morning.
Oh, my gosh. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, so I was sitting outside reading my book because I get up early, and I saw this tree, and I was like, it's coming up out of the ground. So I go into the yurt, and I was like, told my friend Megan, get off the top bunk, get off the top bunk. And I went up to tell the office that this tree was going to fall down, and when I was doing that, it actually fell on the yurt.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank goodness for us early risers, am I right?
Right?
So I've never been in a yurt. Is it sturdy enough to hold a tree, or is it just like a tent?
No, it's like it's.
I mean, it's like a permanent canvas. Tent.
Yeah. Does it have like any framing or?
A little bit, but not a lot.
It has framing and all. Yeah. It has good structure, but not much is going to stop
a tree.
But
it's made of canvas.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big tree, so that was the bonus.
Right.
Oh, I'm so
glad
you're
okay. But then all the men had to come with their tools and be like, oh, I can take care of this.
Now we've got firewood for all year. But honey, we don't have a fireplace. It doesn't matter.
Man stuff in the woods.
I'm going to sell it.
All right. Well, glad everybody's okay, Mary. Thank you so much. I had my first video chat. Lana and me and Parrot had our first video chat with our newest, with my newest granddaughter, with Willow Jane.
Did she have a lot to say?
She did not. She slept through most of it. She's adorable. She's tiny. So her older sister, Maggie, when she was born, was like 9 pounds, 8 ounces.
Is that a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
That is.
What's a regular baby?
Well,
I shouldn't say that. What is the average?
I don't know what the average is. Okay. I know when Courtney and Kristen were born, my twins, they were each 5.5 pounds. Yeah. So that was kind of tiny.
If you're 10 pounds, you're corn-fed, baby.
All right, Dan.
So Magnolia was 9 pounds, like 8 ounces, and her sister Willow was 5 pounds.
Well, just her mother
she's
must have
tiny,
been
super tiny. Well, it was a C-section, emergency C-section.
I know.
But mom and
everybody
dad and Willow and Magnolia.
Are they home yet? Or?
Yeah, they got home. They got home on Saturday, and then we video chatted yesterday. She's a little yellow still, you know, a little jaundice is in there, and she has her first appointment today. But she's just adorable, and she looks exactly like Barrett. Like, Kristen, first thing she said when that baby came out, she's like, oh, my God, does she have eyebrows? And she looks like my nephew, Barrett.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.